Okay, let's get on to business here. Right is right, left is wrong. We all know that. And what are we going to do to bid it? How do we fix it? We can only do it at the polling station, I guess. We got to go and we got to vote. Keep that in mind. Politically, again, is left and right is right. America has created more than 5 million jobs since President Trump entered office. And for the first time, there are more job openings in America than there are unemployed people. That's pretty significant, you know. And I mean, Trump certainly does take the credit for that. But maybe he can. Maybe he should. He's the president. And since he's been in office, 5 million jobs have been created. Well, in November, unemployment dropped to its lowest rate in half a century. African Americans, Latinos, and women are thriving. Black unemployment was at 5.9% in May, the lowest ever recorded. Women's unemployment recently reached its lowest rate in 65 years. Who should get credit for that? Of course it should be the president because he's driving the ship. There's a whole bunch of other people working on board. I get it, but he's the leader and he's doing a tremendous job. Now, talking about tremendous is nice. Now let's talk about goofiness. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives now is moving to eliminate God reference from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before any panel as part of a new rules package expected to be approved later on, actually this week. The words, "so help you God," are to be cut out, and they're also going to remove the phrase, his or her, throughout the documents, changing those two pronouns to their. The rules additionally modify all references to the committee's chairman to instead refer only to the committee's chair. Could you expect anything different? Hate speech. Hate speech, particularly in Canada, you can go to jail for hate speech. And hate speech is saying something that the liberals don't like. If they like spaghetti and you don't, you say you hate it, you probably go to prison here pretty soon. In a year, two or three, stick with me. Hate speech is a speech that liberals disapprove of, basically. It's, the free thinking with regard to opinions only is applicable to them. Your opinion is okay as long as it's the same as mine. Do you hate them? I think I do. In Saskatchewan, Canada, the government report says the driver of a semi-truck should not have been on the road the day that he flew through a stop sign and caused a crash with the Humboldt Broncos team bus. And the members of the team were killed and injured. And the report notes that 51 violations of the federal trucking regulations existed. And in addition to that, 19 violations of the trip inspection rules. Wow. And this guy was actually on the road. April 6, 2018, at a rural intersection, the crash killed 16 people. 16 people and injured 13 others. I mean, had he had the inspection that he should have had, he wouldn't have been allowed on the road. He would have had an out-of-service declaration, and he wouldn't be allowed to operate a commercial vehicle. Now, the good news is he has pled guilty, and we'll see where the charges come. But the owner of the trucking firm also faces 8 counts of non-compliance, and the actual guy, the truck driver, he'd only been on the road for about a month. Pretty bad stuff. I mean, thank goodness he pleaded guilty. It'd be interesting to see what happens next in terms of his sentencing. In Canada, a kind of Canada, on the way to London, England, WestJet, big airplane carrier, was going to London, and there was a man on there. His name was David Young, and he was refused access to the washroom, a restroom on the aircraft, because the seat light belt thingamadoo was activated, but he forced his way into the bathroom anyway. After he returned to his seat, he became quite aggressive to other passengers and, of course, to the flight attendants as well. And then he was drinking a lot. And so the aircraft then returned to the Calgary International Airport, and Young was arrested, and he was charged with offenses, including causing disturbance, criminal harassment, and assaulting a peace officer. He got really aggressive there as the day went on, I guess, and the aircraft had to dump a bunch of fuel so it could land. So he was ordered in court to pay $21,000 to cover the fuel costs, and he was sentenced to one day in prison. And his attorney says his client is a recovering alcoholic who had several drinks. What does that mean? If you're recovering, you didn't do a very good job of it because you had several drinks. Now, also, we have a drunk passenger on another airplane called, what is it, EasyJet flight in Scotland. And they also had to make an emergency landing because he, too, became aggressive because he, too, was drunk. And they also had to land and cost a whole bunch of money, etc. Why doesn't somebody on board just go up to these guys and smack them and put them down in the chair and they have a long sleep? Like, why is it you have to turn around? Don't these pilots have a big stick or something? Whatever happened when men went up to another man and gave him a whap? Huh? Just saying. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more news for you from the right. See ya.